sir.
Well, you didn't stay very long.
No, I sure didn't. I got out as quick as I could.
Right.
I stayed through it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it came off very well.
Yeah. Well, I think it's,
I was awfully glad that they had the Mike Curb group, because I think that was...
Gave him a good lift, right.
Well, gave him a good lift, and the dedicating the song to you and the
right.
comment about Pat, I thought was just
right.
great.
Right.
And your remarks were just right to, you know, do a little gag at the beginning and then hit the straight piece thing, which they gave you the lead on with the theme.
Yeah.
And Nap wasn't bad.
It's not nearly as bad as Lucidor.
So that came off reasonably well. In fact, he was pretty good.
It was all right.
And
I guess BB's over here overnight, and I just told him about the Mitchell thing, so
yeah.
he wouldn't get a surprise.
Yeah.
Naturally can't believe it, so that's that.
Well, I can...
It's one of those things.
It's hard to believe, but it's...
One thing that occurs to me, Bob, is this, and as I reflect a little on Magruder's stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'll be damned if I don't think that some of that could be, you know, exaggerated, but I just don't
that's
know.
Right.
I don't know. I can't tell. He's been so... He's obviously flailing around like a wild man at the present time. But,
no, he's not really. I think he was earlier trying, and he was frantic. But once he figured out where he was going, I think he's.
He thinks that this is what he remembers now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He could not.
He does.
I'm not sure that his interpretations on various things could be interpreted either way. You know, like his interpretation on Dean, his interpretation on Strawn, for example.
Yep.
Certainly.
That's right. And there...
I just don't know how it's going to come out, though. That's the whole point. And I just don't know. Is that when I was serious, when I said to John at the end there, I says, God damn it, all these guys that participated in raising the money and so forth have got to stick to the line that they did not raise this money to obstruct justice.
Well, I sure didn't think they were. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were, and I don't think they did.
Well,
with maybe some exceptions.
Right, right. Of course, they will, they will say that, like McCord has said, that was the purpose, but that somebody told him that, but that didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And the question, of course, is there, is Liddy and the others, but
yeah.
We shall see. And it's the word of the felons against the word of the men that raise the money. Yeah.
That's right.
And,
You don't know how much will come out in what way either. I mean, that's...
No, we have I think now we pretty much know what the worst is. I don't know what the hell else they could have that's any worse. You know what I mean? Unless you know.
That's right.
Unless there's, you know, I mean, I don't know that unless somebody's got some piece of paper that somebody signed or some goddamn thing, but. That I doubt.
It doesn't appear that there is such a thing. So, I mean, there's been no hint of that. What's in here is all stuff that has been hinted at. It goes further than what was known in some areas. But it's obviously totally consistent, basically, with what everything John has developed.
Let me ask you this. I wonder if it isn't not only fair, but in our interest for either you or John, without going into too much detail, to fill him in on Magruder. I mean, having in mind Coulson, Coulson. And, I mean, well, we have no interest, you know what I mean, getting his ass up there, you know, guilty on a perjury charge.
Because there's nothing Jeb said that's inconsistent with anything that Chuck has said.
Oh. Could be right. Chuck could say yes. The Liddy Project, sure. But I thought the Liddy Project was something else.
That's right. That's what he does say.
He does, huh?
Yeah. And as Ehrlichman said, in under questioning, they specifically said that he didn't get into the nothing that hits him on any specifics. And I think he's probably clear on him.
I think he believes that, Bob. I think he believes that, but
I thought that all along.
We sleep on the goddamn thing. And what's the situation tomorrow? Is Ehrlichman gonna sit down with Ziegler again or something? I do think the PR thing, and we've got to sort of make up our minds on what the hell.
Get at that. I want to get at getting the statement done.
And we got to get at sort of make this decision with regard to this goddamn committee. I don't know.
Yep.
I still have a mixed emotions on it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm in one way or another.
Well, it's a mixed bag. It has pluses and minuses, and it's hard to be sure which outweigh the other.
One way scenario would be simply say, oh, they will all come up on, everybody will come up in executive session, including Dean. Just say that and make that offer, and that's flat.
Yeah, and that gets turned down, and then we're standing on the question of the way it'll be played is not that the committee is being unreasonable by insisting on television, but that we're being unreasonable by insisting against it.
Well, that would be true unless you got a hammer that the whole record can be made public.
Yeah.
It's only that we want information, not a show.
Yeah.
And that we think it should
question,
be.
The question then is, you lose something, obviously, by doing that, and that do we really gain enough to make it worth it? How bad is it if we go on television? I'm not all sure it's all that bad. The first place is going to be in the daytime. The second place, as of now, it's not going to be carried live by the networks.
Yeah.
Now, it might be, but I would guess it won't be after this other stuff breaks. It isn't going to be that important anymore. The networks don't want to carry it. It costs them money. What will probably end up happening is it'll be carried on the public broadcasting.
Yeah.
Virtually no audience in the daytime. Virtually no audience.
I suppose what happens there is that every new break then is carried for 5 minutes or 10 in the evening news.
That's right.
That's the point.
That's right. But it's going to be carried anyway. It's a question whether it's carried with for 5 minutes with one of us on camera for a couple of those minutes, or whether it's carried for 3 minutes with
Weicker.
But Weicker and John Chancellor or Ben Rather.
Yeah.
Saying, you know,
yeah,
trembling with fear and obviously trying to hide the truth.
I wondered if you would do this. Could you discuss the public or private thing with two people's judgment is Rogers and Connolly? What did Connolly think? Public?
I'm not sure.
Would you mind?
I'd have to reopen that.
Would it be all right for you to call him and ask him?
Sure.
I wish you would tomorrow and say, look, we just got to make a command decision on this.
Sure.
And I think you should tell him about the Magruder?
Nope.
No, I guess not.
I can say the whole thing looks like it's coming to a...
Yeah.
To a conclusion.
Before the grand jury.
Yeah.
That's right.
Without saying any specifics.
Right. Now, the other point, fellow whose judgment would be pretty good, Bob, would be Bill Rogers on that.
Yep. I agree.
And I wish you'd give him a call.
All right. Hello?
I think with Bill, though, you could tell him, don't you think?
Nope. I don't think I should. In the first place, I'm not supposed to know.
Well, this isn't from the grand jury, Bob.
No, I know, but the Kleinmeets is worried about John giving the information to anybody, and I
see. You're right.
I don't see anything to be gained from telling him anyway.
But you can tell him that our investigations indicate that there's the grand jury is hot on the trail of breaking a thing now.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to come. But if you wouldn't mind giving a call in the morning to both those fellows and telling them that you're calling for the president.
Okay.
They'd like to have their considered judgment. Should you be on television or not on television?
Right. Will do.
And that. What do you think? The idea of backing down, they're going to be backed down anyway, so what's the difference?
That has never bothered me, but I guess I'm wrong on it, because it sure bothers other people.
Bothers well, even the rest,
I think,
but
we gain more by backing down than we lose.
Yes,
I don't
just say because
of... you have any problem of being as...
Just say that by all this...
enough battles anyway.
By all this, because of all of these charges that have been around, these men are entitled to be heard in public.
That's right.
And I want them heard in public, and I want them to tell their story in public. I'm almost convinced that that's what we ought to do with the whole damn bunch and not try to stand on the Dean thing and the rest. Get a settlement that way. Well, that's my present view, Bob, and we can go on it. Okay. Take a little
I'll check with them in the morning.
Take off a half hour.
Okay.